You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 167. And today, let's find out how to be a client attraction magnet. I've got a special guest lined up, and you don't want to miss this. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker, and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson. And today I am bringing a guest on who one of her specialties is she is a client attraction machine. I can't wait to get into this with you today. But first, I was thinking about it, and one of my favorite ways to attract clients is speaking and podcasts. But not all podcast interviews are the same. As a matter of fact, a lot of people, even those who are great at speaking on stage, can sometimes not really nail a podcast interview. And just because you're not getting on a plane to do the interview isn't making your hour that you are on that podcast any less valuable. So what if there was a way that you could really nail every podcast interview you're doing? I've been studying what makes the difference between a really great interview that turns on a flood of new clients and what kind of leaves you in a ho-hum way. And I got to tell you, it lies in these 17 costly mistakes that people have been making when they get on interviews. And everybody does at least one, but most people are doing at least 10. And so let me demystify how to turn your podcast interviews into ideal client attraction machine, basically, with my brand new tool, my download, 17 mistakes you're making in your interviews and talks that are costing you leads and clients. You can get that right now at melaniebenson.com/magnetize. And guess what? Inside, you're going to discover how to go from blah and okay to magnificent and attract more of your ideal clients. And they'll be so excited to talk to you by the time they get on the phone with you. They're so excited to take advantage of whatever you offered that they're your best leads ever. So you ready for this? Head on over to melaniebenson.com/magnetize. Now, let's get into today's episode. Wouldn't it be nice if you were a magnet that just pulled clients in automatically? Well, my guest today is going to show us how to do that. She's got some really exciting hacks called How to Get Clients on Automatic. Jenna Gabellini is a master business coach. For over 20 years, she helps entrepreneurs make more money and attract their best clients with stress-free strategies, which is one of my favorite things about her. Her genius zone is liberating business owners from the curse of not enough and the myth of hard work pays off. She's the co-author of Life Lessons for Mastering the Law of Attraction, along with Eva Gregory, Mark Victor Hansen, and Jack Canfield. And she also is the author of 10-Minute Money Makeovers and Rock Your Profits. Thank you so much for joining in with me today. I'm super excited to talk about client attraction.
Ooh, thank you for asking me. I love talking about client attraction.
You know, you do it so well, and I've been reading your newsletter for years. We've known each other for years, but I have to say, like, you're one of the emails that hits my inbox that I'm always excited to read because you have amazing emails. You have amazing content, and I think you really hit the nail on the head with everything. And
thank you.
I know you're going to have some great gems for the community today. So let's start with just give us a little 411 on you and what you're doing with your work these days.
Well, right now it's really all about client attraction because for an entrepreneur, if we're not attracting clients, then we just got ourselves a hobby. And if we're not attracting clients, it just sucks. Even if you don't, like, so a lot of people don't need the money. You know, maybe they have money from something else. But you know what? Everybody wants that satisfaction of not just like, hey, I created this thing. It's not just about making the money. I'd actually like to serve people. It's, you know, and so for me, it covers all the bases and it's a personal growth experience, right? Like who you have to become in order to attract clients is an epic process and it never stops really. So that's why I like.
I agree. I think having your own business is one of the most powerful personal development courses you will ever enroll in your entire life. It's never what you think it's going to be. There's always another level to clear out.
Indeed.
We could tell stories and stories on that one, I'm sure. So I think it might be fun to start with a little bit of a distinction between client attraction and client getting, right? Like there's client attracting, there's client getting. What would you say the difference is between those two modes of getting clients into your business?
I think it originates in our head. One is about feeling deficient and needing, like client getting means searching, hustling. And I think hustling can be good, but hustling from a place of, crap, I need to get clients right now. I need to make the money, or I got to get this thing out there. That's a whole different energy. Client attraction is when you like you're really clear you're going to get clients. They're coming. And I just got to step fully into being myself. I got to be loud and proud. And I got to take the actions that feel good. Because when you're trying to get clients, most people are usually choosing a lot of different strategies that they don't actually like. They make them feel uncomfortable. They're not in their genius zone and they're just going through the motions, which means your clients can't feel you. They can't really hear you. You're not speaking to their heart. It's just a cluster. It just doesn't work.
Well, what I'm hearing you say, and I've seen this in my own life, I've seen this in clients, is when you're in that sense of desperation and you need clients the most, you're probably the least attractive.
Totally. Because you're like underneath it all, it's like, I need you to say yes. Just say yes.
You might as well be spraying like a repellent around you because people are like, wah, like this doesn't feel right somehow.
Yeah. And you're usually in your head and you're critiquing what you're doing. You're judging the things that you're doing. If it doesn't get an immediate response, let's say, you know, I love doing like online launches. And I teach people to do launches and they'll say, I put this thing out there today and like only 5 people said yes. And I'm like, well, you just sent it out like, you know, 20 minutes ago, like you let go. It's about having fun in the process. If you put magic into it from the beginning, don't worry. It takes a little time. It's not always instantaneously. And if they don't show up instantaneously, it doesn't always mean you did something wrong. Give it a little chance to marinate over there. Come on.
Boy, do I know that one. Wow. In fact, I just got a great reminder of this over the last few days. I just wrapped up my mastermind retreat with my clients. And we were having a conversation about how they came in, like how they decided to become mastermind clients. And I realized how many of them had been stalking me on social media forever, right? Like somehow they said yes to something I was doing. They were on social media for a long time. They were kind of, you know, like following through some processes, just kind of watching. And then all of a sudden, I think it was my challenge I did. They went, boom, I'm in. And you just never know how many people are in that lurking and doesn't mean they're not interested. They're just not ready.
Yeah. And I think the other thing when we go back to trying to get clients versus being in flow and knowing that the clients are going to come, you take different actions, you say different stuff when you're communicating, whether you're communicating through a social media post, you're on a podcast like this, you know, you're not trying to be something or make something happen. You're tuned in. I call it your inner business expert, inner guidance, whatever you want to call it. Like you have access to that. You don't even have to try. I don't have to sit here and think, what should I say next? Hold on, pause. Let me, what's the right and best thing to say so people will like me? It's like, no, I can just crank it up if I'm tuned in and I'm not worried about getting clients. I mean, I think that the only thing that we should think about when we're trying to connect with future clients, doesn't matter what the strategy is let me give value and let me just show up and be my best self. That's it. Have fun. Just have fun.
I want to kind of unpack a word that I think has a lot of different meanings to people and it gives them a lot of different reactions, and that's the word marketing. One of the things I've heard you say before is marketing doesn't equal clients, and that might make some people feel very excited or it might make them feel very frustrated, right? Can you like unpack that a little bit and tell us what you mean and why that's important for us to know?
Yeah, I don't, well, first of all, let's just say, I don't think more is always better. I don't think the more you market, the more clients you get. No, don't get me wrong. I actually love marketing. I love everything about marketing, but I don't see it as the normal way I think that a lot of people view marketing, which is just stuff to do to be visible on the internet or going to network meetings. That's like, I think what most people think, like all the crap I gotta do to make sure people know I exist and my business exists. For me, it's about a two-way love affair. And I think people fall in love with you through marketing. It's a relationship building. And so it shouldn't feel like traditional marketing, even if you are doing traditional marketing. I feel like you should be in the, I call it, you know, ecstatic marketing. You're just so stoked to share this thing with people, whatever it is. Most of the time when I'm marketing, I'm just marketing free stuff anyway, right? Or you're just sharing value. That's marketing, really. You're creating relationship. And so if you're doing that kind of sharing, then it's like love letters when you're emailing your list. It's just like, oh, I'm just writing to my peeps. These are my friends. These are people I love and adore. I don't have to impress. I don't have to prove anything. I'm just communicating like I would, like I am here. Like, it's not a big deal. It's not about getting it right. It's about connection. Mm. And so marketing, like I was just doing, I told you before we got on, I was doing this, trying to do a 1 minute Facebook ad video. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was, you know, really the marketing strategy is just irrelevant. There's a zillion of them. None are better than the other. It's just about finding the thing that works for you so that you can just do your thing that feels good. Like, I like to engage with people. So for me, talking to you here is cool. I actually don't like Facebook Lives. I don't know why. I just feel like I'm talking at people. It's weird to me. I don't know. I got to change my perspective on it.
Have to break down your rule on that one.
Yeah. But like, I like to do free 5-day challenges and things like that, because then I can actually talk with people. I can, you know, communicate. There's dialogue back and forth. So, and I'm not saying that's what everybody should do. Some people are just really good at education. It's like, cool, educate. I'm good at the fun and I'm good at giving the experience and I'm good at coaching. So just staying in your lane, staying in your, actually, I know people say, don't do this. I say, stay in your comfort zone. You know, use your superpowers that come naturally and just build off of it. There's a gazillion different strategies that you can build off of what feels natural. So then it doesn't even feel like you're trying. Mm. It doesn't feel like you're marketing. You're just like, woohoo, this is fun. I'm doing my thing. And then you'd be strategic about how you do it. But at first it's like, oh, what sounds fun? What sounds easy?
What I'm hearing you say is it's about finding out like what makes you attractive to your clients and then do that, because that's fun for you. The thing that you do naturally that's fun for you, that's attractive to your clients, do that. That's what I'm hearing you say. Is that right?
It is. And don't just do it once. You don't have to do it every day for sure, but do it consistently. Otherwise people forget, they're on to other things. So do it because they want to hear from you. They dig it. People send me emails and go, I just love your emails. And they could be telling them about a free thing. It could be whatever it is, but they're like, they like it because they feel like I'm just being me and I'm showing up and like, hey, let me show you how a better way to do this. It's not, you know, like arm twisting people to like, look at me and look how amazing this is. You don't need to do that. When you're marketing your way to your most ideal client, they're wired to want whatever you're delivering the way that you're delivering it. You don't have to try. They're already wired to like you. You just have to be able to communicate like, and this is why you want this. That's it.
You have to be seen. Like if you're not doing it consistently and you're not out there in front of them, they can't see you, which is the problem. I think for a lot of people is they're like, oh, I don't want to do that thing. It doesn't feel good.
Well, they think that they're bugging people too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to bug people. Bugging them? You're ripping them off. You have a little solution over here that's freaking amazing and you're going to keep it all to yourself? What the heck is wrong with this picture?
So you're saying it's not about more marketing. You want to do the thing that basically what turns on the magic. It's like that thing you do naturally that's attractive to your clients. What are some easy ways to get attractive to more clients? So I know you talk about hacks. Maybe we can talk about a few specific things someone can do? Because I'm sure at this point people are like, I don't have to market. I just have to have fun. Like, how do I like, how do I do this? Like, I want some specifics.
One of my favorite tools is my journal, because I think it's the quickest way to get answers and tap into your inner business expert. Because we all actually have access, like when we're tuned into that place inside of our heart, even if it just feels like a nudge and it doesn't feel like it's, you know, there's a business expert in our head talking to us, we feel a nudge, we gravitate toward some things naturally. So it's like, I would just say, you know, well, I would just do a brainstorm and say, what are the things I like doing when it comes to sharing my message or my value? And I would just do a little brain dump. There's no have to's. And then I would take whatever on that list is like the number one thing that, like, you know what, if I could only choose one of these things to do, you know, like say 3, 4, 5 times a week, which one would I choose? I would choose that one. And then I would brainstorm 10 ways to use that superpower. So for me, I had this, I don't know why, maybe because they're easy and fast and fun. And then people think you're so awesome when you do them. I like to create like free download stuff. I love doing, you know, lead magnets. I love creating templates for my programs. I just like those 1 or 2 pages of awesomeness condensed. And probably because I'm a skim reader, I hate things that take forever. It's like, just give me the meat, man. Just tell me how to do it and do it quick. So if that's one of my favorite things to do, I've often said, besides coaching, if I could just do, you know, create templates and cool things like that, that's what I would do all day, because it's creative, it creates value, it shows off my expertise, and people are thankful and they get results. So once you have that thing that you want to do, it's like, well, what are 10 different ways I could use that thing? And if your thing is coaching, then there's 10 different ways you can use coaching to attract clients doing it for free. Whether it's, you know, you're on a Facebook Live and you're asking a specific question to people and they can ask the question below. You're doing, you know, free webinars. You're doing, you know, free one-on-one sessions. There's so many different ways to do it. You could do demos where you're coaching someone and you film it and then you put it up on YouTube. It's like, you just got to get outside of the box about, forget what you've seen before. Like an inquiry could be like, what just sounds like wild and crazy? What would be so fun? And it sounds so easy, but it sounds science fiction because it's so ridiculously easy, or it's too outrageous. Like I remember for one of my online launches, I was thinking, you know, again, I love games too, by the way. I love playing games. I love making up games. I was like, wouldn't it be cool if I could create like an online game that's like Candyland, the game for kids, but it's called Profitland. But my immediate thought was, I don't know any programmers. I don't have the money to do that. And that it's on short notice. And I was like, but what if we could? So I just started asking, well, what if? And then we did create it and we still use it to this day. But it's like, well, why not? Let's just have some fun while we're brainstorming and then get strategic about your top 10 ideas and see how you can weave a process together. Most of us know more than we think about attracting our perfect clients. It's just that we've, you know, we think that there's some magic pill way and it can't be the way that feels good. Mm.
I love how you put so much fun into all of this. It's so contagious, which is probably part of your magic, right? You know, I'm just going to ask a question that, like, imagining someone listening in today who they're like, well, I'm having fun and I'm still struggling to get clients. What am I missing here?
Well, then it's probably, I would say, it's a money issue. It's an inner game about money. I think a lot of people have fun, but they're not really literally like deciding that they're going to get clients right now. A lot of people are building up like, well, I'm getting ready and I'm putting things in place and I'm talking to people, you know, I'm talking to people, I'm doing things. It's like, yeah, but have you decided that if you had decided and you had a gun to your head, let's say you go either one of those ways. If someone was like, you need to get a client right now or bad things are going to get happen, you will hustle your buns and be expecting to get some money. You would decide to get money right here, right now. You're like, I'm getting a client. Like, it's happening. A client's coming. And like, there's no other possibility. And it's not that you have to get that fierce about it by any means, but there's something where we're not we're not truly expecting it. We're getting ready to get ready still. We're holding it at arm's length. We're thinking there's something special to do it. There's not, there might, it's either that I don't believe it's gonna happen, or you have to do something special for it, or you have to do something right and perfect in order to get the client. So it may not be just money, but there's something about deciding that it gets to happen right now, even if you don't even see how in the hell it would happen.
Yeah, you got to claim it. You got to, it's almost like the declaring it versus being curious, like, oh, like what would I have to do to get some clients? It's like, no, I'm claiming the clients right now. And yeah, it changes the approach you take, I think.
It definitely does. It's like demand and command. It's not like you're demanding and commanding from the universe. It's like you're demanding what's rightfully yours because it's time. Mm-hmm. And you're commanding, it's like, no, not later, now. I'm deciding to rise up. I'm stepping into my power, and I'm acting like a badass instead of a wimpy, nice person. You can be nice and be badass at the same time, people. It's mm-hmm. okay. And tell people, you know, like, and a lot of people who come to me are, you know, coaches and healers and authors and those sorts of people who have one-on-one clients, and they'll say, you know, well, what do I say? Like, if I'm talking to potential client, it's like, well, once you make the connection and you find out what they really want, then tell them what would be most ideal for them, the thing that you offer that's most ideal in that moment, and tell them like you mean it, instead of like, well, you might want to try, or, you know, it's like that whole energy. How can I trust you if you're not trusting yourself?
Oh, I can't. That's good.
You need to really come in going like, I am going to help this person. And if it's uncomfortable because I'm being bold or I'm directing them to exactly what I think is in their best interest, then do it. If you knew like your friend had cancer and you had been a cancer survivor and you knew some alternative methods to make it easy, you'd be like, no, seriously, you need to go try this, friend, because this is going to help you. You would take a stand. You would be in their face. Not that we have to be in the face with clients. It's more of an energy. But I just feel like people are being shy and wimpy inside themselves.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that a lot. Yeah, I guess what's coming up for me right now is I'm thinking about client attraction, and I'm thinking you're talking about the people who are kind of holding themselves back. And then I'm realizing, you know, sometimes it's also about like the kind of clients you're attracting. You know, it's like you might be attracting the wrong kind of client that, you know, for where you need them to be. And you talk about 5-star clients. I'm wondering if that plays into this, you know, little formula at all.
I definitely think so. And a 5-star client to me is the best of the best of the best for you, like specially ordered, not just, you know, a lot of people will say, well, this is the problem that they're having. These are my ideal people. It's more about their energy, who you want to show up. Like I can't stand it when people come to me and say they want to change and then they resist what I'm telling them. I mean, everybody gets resistant, but then they're just like, yeah, no, I don't, you know, I'm not going to like do the inner work. And I'm like, well, then, well, why did you come to me? Because the inner work is as or more important than all this strategic stuff that you want to get to. So for me, it's like somebody who's open, somebody I'd want to hang out with. Like I just went and saw, I have three clients specifically that have been with me for over a decade. Just went down and had dinner with them. We're going to go on vacation with them. Like I want clients I can hang out with, that, but that may not be your person. So are you really truly looking for like, that is the kind of person I want, and specifically making offers that those people want? Or are you just like creating things because, whoa, that sounded, you know, that sounded like something that would make money, so let me create this product or this service, really not thinking, well, does my 5-star client actually want that? I know I came up with this idea. I knew it was a winner, but I was like, I was out of my own irritation with my own clients. I'm like, man, they're all getting stuck on money and they're not focusing on making more than enough money. They're setting their targets at make just enough to like cover what they need to for that month. And then they're like, have to hustle the next month. Okay, I need to do a program that addresses this, and it's going to be called Profit Quest, and you know, blah blah blah. And after a couple of years, it did good, because my energy was good about it. So I could have done a whole bunch wrong and still attracted clients. And I did. And then I thought about it into my own message here. I'm like, my clients don't give a crap about profits. They don't say that word. They just think, I want clients. I just need more clients. I'm like, wow. Here I've been speaking to like double your profits, double your fun. And my clients want clients. And my clients want, they don't want fun. They don't even, it's not on the top of their mind. They're just trying to like get this business going, or like maybe they're at a plateau for 3 years and they just want to get off the plateau. Fun is not even at the top of their mind. They're not there yet. Once they hear about that they can have fun, yeah, they're all in, like bring on the fun. But I'm creating all these things and that's not what my clients are looking for right now. That's what I want for them, which is cool. But so yeah, are we looking at who our five-star client is, and are we creating offers for our five-star clients? It sounds so simple, but so often I have to catch myself and go, wait a minute, is this what they really want? Is this what they're thinking about? Or is this just me and my expertise deciding for them when they're not ready to hear this yet? That's for a different type of client. We can all have different types of clients. I have different five-star clients for different offers. But in general, they all have the same characteristics.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just basically described what I think is one of the key blocks around client attraction. And that is, you may be attracting people, but if what you're offering doesn't appear to solve the problem they're most focused on solving, then it's like a nice idea, but the emotional momentum isn't there for them to get to a yes.
Totally. I was just looking at a bonus that I offer in one of my programs, like a fast action bonus. And I was reevaluating it and I'm looking at it. I'm like, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I thought, oh my gosh, this takes so much explaining for them, this particular thing for them to get excited about it. I can't believe I've been offering this as a fast action bonus for 4 or 5 years now. It's called vibrational marketing. What the hell is that? I know what it is. I know what the power of it is. When someone does it, it's awesome. But I don't think my five-star clients are going like, wow, if I could just learn about vibrational marketing. It's like, what the hell? What does that even mean?
Oh, if I had a penny for every client I guided through that breakthrough right there, right?
I was laughing at myself. I'm like, I teach this and I didn't even realize, you know, yes, it's just a bonus, but a bonus is same thing. It doesn't matter. It's like, is it really what they want? Or is that just something that's nice and it's a nice mm-hmm. afterthought?
Oh my gosh. Well, sometimes the bonus is what the selling point is, right? Mm-hmm. So of course we want those to line up. This is very funny because it's literally like we get to learn over and over and over again the same things we teach. You know, we're not immune to any of it, but we just recognize them because we have better tools, right?
Yes.
So I know you have a resource. I want you to share your resource. And then I've got a couple last questions I want to dig into, but I know, people are going to be scrambling for this resource you have to offer. Why don't you share what it is and where they can find it?
Yeah. It's called More Clients Now, and it's the simplest, easiest thing ever. It'll take you, it's a daily thing. So it's more of a daily practice, and it's to get you in the zone of attracting clients. Because if you're not in the right zone, nothing you're going to do that day is going to work. In fact, you usually set yourself back from, you know, push away clients. And it takes 5 minutes or less. And it's about getting in the right frame of mind. But it's so simple. I feel like it's one of those things that the people that do it get addicted. They see immediate results. People will sometimes can think, well, the simplest things are, well, is that really going to make a difference? And the fact is, you'll only know if you try it. And I guarantee you, you do it consistently, you'll start seeing more clients. You'll start choosing strategies that feel better to you. You'll be more dialed in terms of the inner guidance that you're getting each day. So you can go get it at moreclientsnowtemplate.com. And all I can say is just use it. Don't like print it out, put it somewhere, put a post-it note up so that you actually just use it. I mean, that's the key. We learn so many things. There's so many cool things available. And yet most of the time we start something and we don't finish it, or we're not consistent about it. But the consistency means you just keep building. There's more momentum. And so you're always peaking. You never stop peaking if you just keep practice the things that keep you in the client attraction zone.
Well said. Totally well said. I always like to ask my guest, what is the boldest thing you've had to do to get where you are today?
So many things came in my head, but when it comes, I just went right back to the very beginning when I first started being a coach. And I was not a business person, even though I had owned other businesses. I feel like everything was always a fluke, and I got by just on like people liking me. So when it came to getting clients for coaching, I just became bold in like telling people about what coaching was. It was one of, looking back now, it was one of the smartest things I ever did, not intentionally. I just was like, people need to know how awesome coaching is. And back in those days, people still didn't really understand, you know, well, what does that mean? Like when you're a life coach or a business coach, I don't get it. And so I would just chalk it up. Like I was an evangelist and I was not shy. I would talk to anybody, and I just got over all my own fears about bugging people and whatever, because I got locked onto the value of what I was doing. And it wasn't so much about me. So I think that's why it worked. But I look back now, I'm like, wow, I get a little crazy about things. It's that same kind of, the other thing that popped in my head was, I had done so many online launches in my life, most of them sucking. Like it didn't matter who I learned from, you know, I have to cancel classes because no one signed up for them or not enough people. And then one day I saw these people doing these, you know, 7-figure launches, and like, what, how are these people doing it? And then they would always say at the end, I'm never doing one again. It was so stressful. And I'm like, well, I'm swearing off those big launches because I got enough of problems in my life. I don't need to go stressing myself out about a launch. And then I was talking to this friend of mine who was, you know, helping me with some marketing. And he said, well, it doesn't have to be stressful. All these people just don't plan ahead. They're just bringing it upon themselves. And I said, oh, well, what if I could do it? If I promised myself I would have fun and I just planned ahead, yeah, I'll do it. I'm gonna do this. I didn't even know what the hell I was doing. But it was more like, well, what's the craziest, coolest things I can do for this launch? And I'm gonna ask everybody and their mother to help me promote this, because it's the very thing I'm so scared of doing. Talk about, we're getting, you know, people don't wanna bug other people to get clients. I didn't wanna bug people to promote me. It felt so scary. And I was calling people and reaching out to people who I hadn't talked to in a long time. I felt like a taker, like, oh, I just want something from them. I'm a little selfish, you know, taker. And I was like, no, I'm just going to do this so I can get over the fear. I'm going to ask at least 50 people to promote this program for me. And I did. And I became wild and crazy. Like crazy to the point where it's like, I remember reaching out to Jack Canfield. And just because, by the way, I wrote a book with him doesn't mean he's my best friend and he says yes to everything I ask for. He does not.
Or that he even answers any of these emails.
Exactly. So it's like, I just want an answer one way or the other. I want a yes or no. Well, he's not responding. Well, I'm gonna send him something in the mail, like real mail. And then I would send him, I'm like, wow, I have so gotten over my fear, because I was so committed to making it a game and just seeing how many people I could ask. Cause I didn't want to feel, you know, like I'm bugging people. I wanted to get over that. I wanted to ask for help. People ask me for help all the time. People ask me to promote all their stuff, cause I've always had a bigger list than a lot of people around me. Just from the beginning, I started creating an email list. It was a fluke basically. But I'm like, why am I so scared to ask? Like, no. Stop it. And I tell you what, I had my first 6-figure launch because I asked, which is funny because that's the name of Jack Canfield's, you know, Aladdin Factor, not the name of it, but exactly what he tells people to do in the Aladdin Factor, which is one of my favorite books. Is, you know, you just got to ask. Like, it doesn't matter what the answer is, just ask. And it's the same thing I used to do with asking people, like, hey, do you want to experience coaching? I don't care if they said yes or no, I was unattached. And I think that's why it works so well.
Well, and I think that's the perfect example of bold, because if your most natural state is to feel uncomfortable asking, the bold move is ask. Because even if they're not saying yes, it's about being willing to move energy towards what you want. And I think that's so powerful. I'm so glad you shared that. Thank you. Oh my gosh, you are so full of amazing gems and wisdom. And I almost feel like I'm talking to like my twin sister in business coaching when I talk to you. I love it. It's so awesome. I hope you will take advantage of this really generous gift. Go grab the More Clients Now download at moreclientsnowtemplate.com. I will also put this URL in the show notes because I want to give you a little challenge. And I hope you will come into the Amplifier Success community and keep this challenge moving forward. I want you to go get this really great resource. I want you to start using it and come into the Amplifier Success community group and tell us what's changing for you. Now, Jenna, you're going to be in the group too, right? I think you already are. I can't remember if you came in yet or not, but most of our guest experts come in and they're watching, they're paying attention. They're there to answer your questions. They're there to interact with you. So come tell us what you're learning from putting this into action. We'll have a specific thread just for this particular action step. So, wow. Thank you so much. And as we wrap up, if you could leave our listener with one action to take immediately, what would it be?
I'm thinking. To go back to the journaling and just get you to start looking within and feeling into the right and perfect next move for you. So I would just journal. I would actually write a journaling prompt like, what is the best move for me to attract more clients in the easiest way possible? And to just start writing. You might write a bunch of gobbledygook before you get to the good stuff, or you might just immediately have like one sentence pop in your head that's so crystal clear. And you're like, well, that just seems so, you know, like obvious. It's like, yeah, well then do it. Just do it.
I love it. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for listening in. I can't wait to hear your breakthroughs and shifts as you start to use this great resource today. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.